This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, it's the Tuesday, April 6th DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, the two J's are here. The idea that we are better off today than we were yesterday, that's part of life. Some people would say they are, and some people would say they aren't. Depends on how you measure abundance. I think abundance isn't just about income. It's about how you live your life. Do you have abundant love for other human beings? Do you have abundant opportunities that you can take advantage of? There's all kinds of stuff, I think. And when I give thanks for my abundance, it's not so many people confuse it. They think it's all about money. No, it's not. It's about how rich is your life? Are you getting good books? I'm reading a book now. I don't have much time to read books, but I picked up a book that somebody who's a friend of mine gave me about John Wayne. And it's been sitting around for a couple of years, and I picked it up, and I just started reading it. Fascinating story about his life. And I thought, okay, well, this is good because I'm going to find out more about somebody that I have regard for.
How much reading are you doing on the toilet?
It's not on the toilet. This is plain time. Sunday morning, you'll love this.
Plain time, okay.
Sunday
usually
morning.
I can judge like how my dad gets through books based on what
how much time he spends in it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, I don't do that. But I'm usually brushing my teeth and doing something else. No, I mean I do it, but I don't do it with books.
Oh, I'm sure your dad is so stoked that you just gave up that little tip right now about him.
Hey Mike, how you doing? Everything fine?
Yeah. Hey Mike.
Are you coming out all right? Yeah, yeah. So the idea, however, of sleeping in is not something that I do. And I thank Jack and Mary. It's one of the few places that I go to that I just kind of, on Sunday morning, I usually just spend one night there. And Sunday morning, I stayed in bed until 10 o'clock. I woke up at, 7:30, quarter of 8, and I just read for 2 hours in bed. I cannot tell you.
They must have a very comfortable guest room.
They do. Yeah, they have a very comfortable it's a cozy, if you will. All right, let's get to Washington. What's going on there? The egg roll. Wait a minute. We didn't have an egg roll this year, right?
Roll.
But there's Easter Bunny visited the White House. How about that? Was this equal opportunity? Like most of the time, the Easter Bunny is white. Do they have any dark-colored bunnies? Because there are a lot of dark-colored bunnies. Oh,
it was a bunny the day after Easter that came to the press room and handed out candy to the media.
Really?
Yeah, it was a little lackluster Easter this year.
Uh-huh. All right, so that's the whole deal?
It's normally 30,000 kids, but yeah. Right. So with COVID still happening, next year is going to be the year.
You think?
Well,
I think
hopefully.
We'll be rid of this hopefully by next year. Anyway, so wooden eggs and chocolates. Why would they give them wooden eggs? Why not chocolate eggs?
They're commemorative, so like it
of
says
what?
The year and the White House probably on it or whatever, the seal. I didn't see them, but that's
tax
what commemorative
money
eggs
spent
mean.
To make sure that we curry favor with the news media. Perfect.
No. Oh, my God.
Well, congratulations. They didn't make the
every
the
administration,
didn't.
Whether it's the Christmas stuff or decorating, this is not political. This is what every administration does. There's nothing wrong
and
with
believe
some
me, they don't need to give the news media eggs to get favor with them. They've already got it.
No, that's probably true. All right, so that's the story of the egg roll. Kind of anticlimactic, though, right, in reality?
Well, yeah, because it didn't happen, so yeah.
See, I give you those. That's like a softball to you.
Mm-hmm.
I always love it when I do something that's obvious and you go, oh, yeah, it's like it's pretty
yes,
silly.
Yes, I get all of your low-hanging fruit. Yep.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so let's see what else is going on down there. Do we have any more? The Chauvin trial just keeps going, and so from one day to the next, it is only the what is the court TV is doing wall to wall on this, right? So Court people were really
Court TV. I don't think exists anymore. But I think
I thought there were no cameras.
Yeah, no. Headline News has been doing the trial. You can watch it. I've been watching pieces of it online. I've been watching at least the chunks of the testimony that really seems to be the big headline getters. And we talked about it earlier, but yesterday's testimony, probably the big one, was the police chief. Yeah. Who we've seen, I mean, he's been on TV a lot because Minneapolis was burning for a long time. A police precinct burned down. So he's been in front of cameras, and I think he probably gave the best testimony that the prosecution has had so far, and that is he said that Derek Chauvin's actions were way above and beyond any training, and that he should have done a well-being check when he heard the I can't breathe. And so that was pretty damaging to the defense. And when they said that, when they had the testimony that was similar to this from a homicide detective last week, the defense was able to come through and really poke holes in the testimony. But that didn't happen, at least to this point, for the defense in his testimony. So.
All right.
Isn't it amazing how many witnesses they've had already?
Already, yeah.
Yeah, they're moving it right along.
It's got to be
like 16
close
or something like that, I think.
It was the count from last Friday, I think, was 19 already.
Oh, wow.
So, it's really, it's a lot for the jury to take in. There is a lot of testimony.
All right, so let me try to figure this out. Speaking of already, this girl who was accused of killing the Uber Eats driver, they've already made a plea deal. With
this
her,
is so disgusting. They're not going to see
ago?
Any. They're not going to see any prison time. I mean, imagine this. You've
Wait,
got
retell
two girls.
The story in case people aren't. Yeah,
you've
aren't
got
familiar.
Yeah, you've got two girls, young girls. They're teenagers who decide they want to carjack a guy who, by the way, legally immigrated to this country 6 years ago from Pakistan. He does Uber Eats and he would do food delivery to feed his family and to support them. And so his car was his office. And these two delinquents went up to his car and carjacked him with a taser. And he fought back because this is obviously his office, right? It's his well-being. And so he tried to fight back. He hung on to the car. They started driving the car. They got into an accident. The car flipped over and the guy was murdered and killed. And so because for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, if it's the political climate, if it's their age, if it's a combination of things, they made a plea deal and they're not going to see any jail time. And now a family
disgusting.
Has no father or
That's
no breadwinner.
Ridiculous.
And
it is ridiculous. The state
is,
of the jurisprudence
was it?
System.
It was Washington.
This happened in D.C.
It was Washington.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
All right. So let's talk about this missing woman's husband. I'm trying to make heads or tails of this, Jennifer. This is a California story about a woman who planned a murder for a hire.
No, not a woman.
The guy planned
yes.
to kill a woman? That's what I'm trying to... This is very confusing. So who did what to whom here?
So there was a story about a woman in California who went missing back in January. And so there was a lot of stuff at first. They thought maybe she went hiking. She disappeared. But she had told her kids the day before that if something were ever to happen to her, that they should look at her soon-to-be ex-husband. So now there's this desperate search ongoing to find this woman. She's a mother of three. Her name's Maya Millette. And her husband suspected her of having a boyfriend, apparently. They were in the process of getting divorced. And that's where, I guess, things got really weird. A witness now came forward and said he overheard a conversation that Larry Millette, who is her estranged husband, discussed paying somebody $20,000 to kill the missing wife's boyfriend or alleged boyfriend. And according to the witness, he seemed pretty serious about it. Now, why that witness wouldn't come forward until now, I don't know. Maybe he did, but it sure doesn't seem like it. He started concocting the plan last summer when he first suspected his wife was seeing someone else, but mentioned it as recently as January 4th. This is just a few days before this woman went missing. One of Maya's family members said that the ex-husband made threatening comments about the alleged boyfriend last summer, saying, "I want to do something to that fool." The husband has not obviously cooperated with the media. He's not talking, but the witness said that he feared for Maya's safety. Maya told family members on a camping trip just days before she went missing, "If anything happened to me, it would be Larry." This is all happening in San Diego. It's the Chula Vista Police Department who's investigating this. They can't find her. They had marital problems for a year leading up to her disappearance, which happened on the 7th of January. And that was the same day she had an appointment with a divorce lawyer scheduled. So, I don't know.
All right. Okay, let's talk about vaccine
passports.
The other
thing was weird. I don't know if you saw this. This is like just the add-on to the story, but a story that came out a couple of days ago is that he sent a picture to her which shows an altar with a couple covered in blood spatter, which is probably why she's
lovely.
Lovely.
Ugh.
All right, so the latest on the vaccine passports. It has become a political issue. Apparently, a lot of people in the Republican Party, a lot of right-wingers, say that this is a, well, I think others are saying it's a culture war.
Republicans and right-wingers. I mean, come on. This is, are we American to have a vaccine passport? You were talking about how it's very Nazi-ish to require people
yes.
to take injections. So let's not make it all about.
No, I didn't say that. No, I'm just trying to separate out what is going on with the actual issue of whether we have a vaccine passport or not. And it is a hot-button issue because a lot of people, maybe you're saying it isn't just Republicans, it should be everybody who thinks that this is beyond the beyond to require you to show your papers.
Yeah, and see, I'm with Jen on this, and I take issue with this as well, because my friend's grandmother is 86 and cannot be vaccinated because of major shellfish allergies. So mm-hmm. there is no vaccine available for her that she can even get.
So,
and
this
so
is
for her
really
to
unfair.
Want to, it is yeah. totally unfair. So I think yeah. that I don't know that we're going to see so much of this in this country, but if you want to go to Europe, I think you better, you know, prepare yourself that you will have to show your papers for that.
Well, I'm going to have to if I go to Israel later this year. I'm
yes.
going to have to show a card.
Israel doesn't play. They don't care.
No.
If Israel right. makes a rule, that's the rule.
All right. Here's the final thing on the vaccine stuff is what I've now the reference is actually to hygiene theater. That's what the CDC actually calls it. We need to stop it because they've been wrong. And they're kind of admitting that they've been wrong, right? I mean, there's no such thing as perfection, and maybe we shouldn't be so hard on them. But you know how I always call the TSA, that's a travel theater, and that's just what it is. So this has been hygiene theater for the past year. A lot of things that they said to do were not necessary. In fact, if you listen to Jack Stockwell talk about it, you go out in the sun, and that's all you need to make sure you don't get...
Well, it was more complicated than that. I read that study. It's more than that. But, yes, that is encouraging. But in terms of, like, contaminated surfaces, and that's what this new update from the CDC is about, it's less than 1 in 10,000 surfaces that are contaminated are a threat to you. And even
right.
then, it's still low risk. That's the thing that people need to take home, because people are still freaking out and leaving packages out in the garage. They're disinfecting everything. They're wiping everything down all the time. And you're actually creating more of a problem by using all that antibacterial stuff, because your own body and your own immune system isn't allowed to work at its own pace. So you're just, it's too much of the hand sanitizer. It's
too
all
much.
Of it. Yeah, it's way,
way
too
way
much.
Too
people
much.
Need to
yeah,
kind of back off of that. Wash your hands with soap and water.
Businesses should take all of those things down and put them away. No more.
Yeah,
they should
like,
no more sanitize. No more squirting things on your hands. That's bad for you. Not
you know,
good
and I
for
feel
you.
Like,
bad.
I feel resentful of it now because there.
Yeah, I do too.
When I just went through and I was okay with it being in the hospital and everything because you know I went through surgery whatever. So that you know you walk through the door and they you know hold your hands out and they you know squirt it in your hands. Okay, fine. But when I got my vaccine on Saturday, I got my first shot, and it was at a mega site, and that's the first thing, you can't even get through the door before you have to hold your hands out and use hand sanitizer.
No,
you have
problem.
To, or else you can't get in. Well, then you can't get a shot. So I had to deal with it, and, you know.
Yeah. No,
well,
no,
you're
no.
already vaccinated, so, you know, you don't really get
to I can talk big.
Yeah.
All right, here's a breakthrough when it comes to clearing up sinus problems, nasal problems. You have found it if you have found Navage. Victoria certainly has.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are running things through your nose, you wake up in the morning, brush your teeth, you wash your face, do you get the crud out of your nose? That's the same as brushing your teeth. Get the crud off your teeth, get the crud out of your nose. That's why most doctors agree it is as important to keep your nose clean as it is to brush your teeth and wash your face. Proper nasal cleansing, so easy with your Navage. Check it out. See how easy it is to work. Very affordable. Comes with batteries. Backed by a no-questions-asked guarantee. It's Navage at Navage.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want
to? Phil keeps saying, here we go. How many times are you going to say that? I heard you say it the first time. Here we go. You guys ready? Ladies, you ready?
Ready.
Today, let's go. Huh?
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. All right, well, not so fast because we got to do a commercial first. And then we're going to get all the breaking, trending news right for your very ear. Right here, right after this.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch controls to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
All right, let's get to this here. There's the story that's trending, Jay, about this six-year-old boy who found a bullet in a bag of Cheetos. Oh, yum. So,
right? Step over, what? Cinnamon Toast Crunch Shrimp.
Yeah, right? You've been best.
That was last week when we found, what was it? It was shrimp, right? Wasn't it in the... It was a bolt that they said was looking like a shrimp or something.
No, those were shrimp tails. Those were shrimp tails. All kinds of other stuff. Well, this one happened in Montana. A gentleman went into a convenience store to get his six-year-old son some Flamin' Hot Cheetos. The six-year-old opens them, and there's a bullet at the bottom of the bag.
Hmm.
And it appears the bullet has a bunch of Hot Cheeto red coating all over it.
Really? How much? So bite into that and it breaks your tooth. So this is a great question for Steve Wiseman, the legal authority on the program, whether or not this is good for a couple of hundred thousand in a suit. What's this worth?
Yeah,
in
right.
terms of, right? I mean, do you sue them or do you just say, oh, gee, I'm sorry? Or do you go to the company and they provide you with Cheetos for the rest of your life free? Whatever.
Well, the gentleman
didn't send him a Toast Crunch offer that? They, didn't they say, oh, we'll send you another new box? And the guy
Yeah,
like,
and they'll give him, like, vouchers and stuff. Yeah. Well, this guy, Bohorn Weasel, he had said he's not looking for any compensation. He just wants the Frito-Lay company to take a hard look at this and keep this from happening again.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, here's something that doesn't make sense. I'm with this guy 150,000%. Here's a fellow that was refused entry into Disney World after he spent $15,000 to bring his family there from Louisiana. And what was his offense? Why did they not want to let him in?
Well, he bypassed the temperature check to begin with. So he kind of, you know, not broken, but he went around it. He skipped that line. And when they kept telling him, you have to get your temperature checked, he was refusing that. And then when authorities came up to arrest him, he was like, oh, wait, no, never mind. It's okay. I'll get my temperature checked. But it was already too late. And authorities
wait,
were like,
so why
okay,
are you
yeah,
with
we'll-
this guy, Doug? I mean, those are the rules. It's a private business. That's what we all say we support,
yeah.
right? It's
private.
How many people spend? How many people spend thousands of dollars to go to Disney,
doesn't
especially
matter.
Now when you can't
doesn't
really do
matter.
Anything?
But Disney's been checking ever since they reopened
four months after
closing. I mean, this is not the new rule. Everybody knows
this
if you're going to Disney, you're going to have to.
But he
didn't
get it anyway. So why
check.
Did they? So he went back and did it. All right. So maybe he was a jerk, but he went back and did it. So.
No, he didn't. It wasn't until he was being arrested that he was like, okay, fine, I'll get my temperature checked. He tried to bypass the whole system and skip the line.
But how do you
arrest
somebody for not doing something on private property?
Well, temperature checks are kind of part of the security check. So think of people are in the security line at an airport and they don't feel like doing that, so they just go around the whole security line.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Oh, my God.
You fly too much to even joke about that.
I know. Okay, let's see here. You did a Facebook. Who did this, Star Wars or Star Trek? Which do you prefer?
You guys had been talking about this, Star Wars and Star Trek. And, I mean, people voted Star Wars or Star Trek. 23% say Star Wars is king. Star Trek got 30% of the votes. 24% of people said absolutely both. And 23% were like, no, neither. I'm in that 23%.
Boo.
No, neither.
You are?
No, I'm not a Star Wars or Star Trek person. I can't say I've ever even seen anything Star Trek, and I've seen one Star Wars movie, and I'm not here for it.
That's anti-American. What's the matter with you? You should be sent to someplace, the Gulag. Not liking Star Wars or Star Trek? Good heavens.
I've never seen any Star Trek. It just looks weird and stupid to me. But I like
really?
Star Wars. Yeah,
oh
but I love
God,
Star
that's
Wars.
That's got to be a generational thing, then. Heavenly days. All right, well, let's see. Where are we here? We've gone a little over time. It's 29 after the hour.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
Rocket. A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires dominate the news in Wisconsin and North Dakota. Wisconsin is in a state of emergency Monday after increased wildfire risk, with more than 300 blazes having already been reported this year. More than 1,400 acres have been burned in Wisconsin. Dry conditions and high winds have caused a fire to spread in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park and burn more than 3,000 acres in North Dakota. This blaze started just days after another fire threatened the city of Medora. The Biden administration will participate in multilateral negotiations Tuesday over the fate of the Iran nuclear deal. American and Iranian negotiators will not hold direct talks, but both countries will have diplomats in Austria for the meetings.
A Director Grossi offered a proposal for Iran to address unanswered concerns. We also recognize that the Director General has put forward a realistic schedule, which we understand Iran has accepted.
Ned Price from the State Department, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Rental car companies sold a majority of their inventory when lockdowns were the normal in America. Now the industry is scrambling to keep up with demand. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse. Much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies is completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates, and in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
Car rental market size growth between 2016 and 2021 is down 12.1%. NCAA March Madness has crowned a winner. Monday, the Baylor Bears beat Gonzaga 86-70 to win their first ever national championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
FDR, Doug Steffen, why can't they be like me, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today? The kids here are Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner on the DJV Tuesday program, April the 6th. Before we get into people in the news, I think it's important to notice that some 3 million of us will get vaccines today. New doses, 3 million people will get their shots. And whether it goes up or not from there, that's a pretty good number to hit. How many more people? What's the number now? Is it 39,000, 39 million? How many people have gotten, actually, about 5% of the population have gotten both shots? I think 10%.
I think it's more than that, isn't it?
Well, I'm just trying to get the numbers because the doses administered here, if you look at the stats in the U.S., it's 50 out of 100 have had at least one shot. Apparently, in the UK, it's 56 out of 100 who have gotten their shots. France is 18. So the numbers are way down elsewhere around the world. That's what I find significant in looking at this information about who's getting shots. We are way ahead. The Brits and the Americans are way ahead on this. And, of course, you don't know what's going on in Canada. I mean, in China. You don't know
so
that
we're,
at
I
all.
Think it's, according to the latest, so 19% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. So mm-hmm. two shots plus the 2 weeks waiting period.
And 0.03% of the people who have had a shot have died. So I don't know, what does that figure out per 100,000 people?
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, these people are going to – I just think the most of the people that are dying because they're going to die – well, we're all going to die, but dying because they have other complications, frankly. So it's is the word disingenuous? I don't know. All these numbers drive me nuts. I just think it is important. I think it's a good idea to get the shot. I hope we're not going to find, as with the CDC, this has all been theater. And we're not going to find a year from now that the vaccines don't work and it was a big joke and we got all worked up about it for nothing. I just hope that's not going to be the case.
We know for sure that the vaccines do work because they've been retesting them. And Pfizer, yeah. Last Friday, I think it was the news that came out that Pfizer said that it at least gives you 6 months because that's about the amount of time that they've been testing people who got the Pfizer shot. So we know for sure, and Dr. Fauci said last week, it could be 8 months or 10 months. We don't know. We haven't had that amount of time yet to test the people who got the first round of Pfizer shots. So we'll see. I mean, at least, you know, you've got 6 months at least from the second shot. So that for Lewis and me and my brother and sister-in-law and our family, that puts us into October.
Right.
And I think in September, October, we're probably going to need a booster shot.
Yeah,
right? Or
right
another
yeah.
round of something.
So, help me understand something, will you please, Victoria, Jay? The government is going to make sure that all the countries in Africa and elsewhere that have not had access to the vaccines get them. Are they getting them before we get everybody shot here?
No.
Is that waiting till everybody gets their shot that wants it here, or are we sending this stuff over there now?
No, I think we're co-sponsoring. We're not sending our supply. As far as I've understood it, we're not actually like taking supply from here in America and shipping it. We're co-sponsoring with other countries, sort of like how a Red Cross effort would work or something like that. So that I think it's AstraZeneca actually is what's being sent down to South American countries and I believe
yeah.
also in Africa. So and AstraZeneca is not even approved here. So, yeah, it's I think
give it
that
away.
Well, and you know, but it's important to contain, and I think that as we look globally and remember Ebola, you know, during the Obama administration, I mean, Obama got a lot of crap for Ebola and not handling it fast enough, and 15,000 people died. Like, think about what that number is now with COVID. It's just, it's nuts. But what they did, though, that was, they had a fairly quick response, and they contained it in Africa before it got here. So that's essentially the same thinking. And the woman who was in charge of the Ebola response was just made the new, and I forget what the title is, but she's in charge now of this international effort. The same woman from Obama, Biden brought
Gail
her back.
Gail Smith. Yeah.
I don't remember her name, but same woman is going to be taking that same approach. And, you know, look, we know that there was a South African variant that was, you know, that got around, it spread around. We live in a global society. And so I think it's wise to just not leave Africa hanging and then pops up.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know,
yeah, I just want to make sure we're getting everybody who wants to get it here is entitled to get it before we, if it's in place of, you know, we've done a lot of this stuff with the kids on the border and the parents and stuff. Those people shouldn't be coming into the country in the first place. But if they get in, they're giving them priority over summer. At least that's what it would seem, to get a shot before Americans who want to get a shot. I think that's not that's bad optics, if nothing else. And I noticed that in league with this, the North Koreans say they are not going to let their Olympians go to the Tokyo Olympics because they're afraid about their athletes getting the virus. I find that to be amusing as much as anything else, because when's the last time a North Korean won anything? right? At the Olympics?
Anybody probably, yeah, that's probably true. But also, I thought that North Korea and Russia were in bed together with vaccines.
Getting shots, yeah. Exactly.
Right, and I think they called it like the Sputnik vaccine or something.
Yeah, it is a Sputnik
vaccine. Right?
Yeah, yeah, no, right,
so
it is.
I don't know. There's more to that story than with North Korea, right?
Speaking of more to the story, there's a lady whose name is Siri Kim. I think if I'm pronouncing this right, Sery Kim. She's a Republican. She's running for a congressional seat in Texas, and she has been making a lot of anti-Chinese remarks, and so she's being taken to task for this. A good thing I wasn't in this hearing or in this room. They refer to them as xenophobic comments. What is it? What's xenophobic about holding the Chinese government responsible for what they have done?
What are her comments, though?
Well,
because
that
makes all the difference.
She says, she's Korean American. I don't even like that phrase. You're an American of Korean descent. Maybe that's better. She said of Chinese immigrants, quote, "I don't want them here. They steal our intellectual property. They give us the virus. They don't hold themselves accountable."
Okay, well, that's horrible, and that's completely xenophobic.
Bad.
That's not saying we're holding the Chinese government responsible. She's just
going
after
immigrants,
Chinese people.
Okay, so the word immigrant should be changed to government, then, and the rest of it is okay? Let's say she said...
that's a good question.
Chinese government. How many operatives are here? If you want to, there's a spy thriller out now about the infiltration of China into our country. And I don't even think it's a movie. It's true. They are into everything. Look at how we keep talking about how much land the Chinese government has bought, farmland in America, buying into food, the food source and supply, and looking at other businesses. They just bought Volvo. Not that that was an American company, but they're trying to buy into. As a matter of fact, I understand from somebody that watches stock portfolios, the Chinese government has been buying a lot of General Motors stock, because General Motors they sell more cars in China than the Chinese cars are no good. So the number one car
in China is
Buick.
And
I think even General Motors built a car plant over there to build the Buicks.
Probably.
So, yeah. So
I mean,
I'm not sure.
Buicks are not nearly as popular here as they used to be.
No.
So it's weird that China wants them, but sure, you know.
Yeah. So, anyway, to get back to this lady who made these comments,
blatantly xenophobic.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
What's acceptable and what isn't acceptable? The Chinese government? They are stealing our intellectual property. They did give us the virus, and they haven't held themselves accountable. So that statement by itself is okay. It's applying it to Chinese immigrants rather than the Chinese government.
She's blaming the average Chinese person, and that's where we get into the problem here. Mm-hmm. And that's why
the average Chinese American. The Chinese people are responsible for their government if they didn't, want to do something, but they can have an uprising.
They've tried, and we've seen what happens. That's still, you have to separate the government from the people. So she's saying she doesn't want Chinese immigrants here. She doesn't want I don't know what her stance on Chinese Americans are. I don't know what she said about that, but in that statement that you read, she doesn't want any immigrants from China coming here. That's completely xenophobic. So, yeah, she should be called out for that.
Just interesting how, look at some of the
promotions. I mean, that goes back to no Irish need apply. No Italians need apply.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here. So why is it okay for her to now say that about Chinese people? It's not.
Other people in the news coming up here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. My Pillow wants you to know that they're not just all about My Pillows. Pillows are what they're built around. Certainly the whole company is built around pillows. But they have a lot of other things that they have, including their towels. The technology in each of the My Pillow towels makes them highly absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel. So when you order the set, there's six pieces in it, by the way, a couple of washcloths, a couple of bath towels, and some hand towels. Each one of these sets available in a variety of colors. Kind of cool. I've got some blue ones. You get towels, and, Victor? I don't think, Jay, you've gotten any stuff yet. But I'm going to put you on that list. The sheets, you know, come in different colors. There are all kinds of things now that MyPillow is responsible for, and they all have the same 60-day money-back guarantee. So do yourself a favor. When you need pillows, visit MyPillow.com. When you need towels, visit MyPillow.com. When you need sheets, visit MyPillow.com. And for listeners who want the towels right now, they get the two sets for the price of one, the BOGO deal on towels. Two sets for the price of one. Free shipping as well using the promo code DJV at checkout. When you go to MyPillow.com, it's probably easier if you go to the radio specials page. Go to MyPillow.com, do yourself a favor, and use the code DJV. And why don't you do it now while you're thinking about it?
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving grace, equity loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Deposit letter, license, and all 50 states, and all consumer access, number 53.
All right, so sad news, ladies. Those of you who remember Dennis the Menace, the lady who was known for her role there. What was the character's name? Alice, was it? Alice Mitchell, yeah? Is that right? From Dennis the Menace? Or do you even remember? You guys don't know.
No, but this is kind of funny because I was talking to my mom yesterday just about random stuff, and I guess the ticker came up on the news that that Gloria Henry had passed away at 98. And my mom said, oh, the woman who played Dennis the Menace's mom passed away. And I said, oh, okay. So I figured if my mom knew who that was, you would know, so I put it in the prep. So my mom said, oh, actually, she said, my grandmother, her mother, out in California, I don't know what year it must have been, but she was part of an audience participation focus group, and the show that they screened for them was Dennis the Menace. And so my mom has said my grandmother came home from whatever studio she had been. They were living in California, and so she had to write out what her comments were, and she said the kid was so annoying, and, I mean, she had horrible things to say, and she said this will never be a show that anyone would want to watch. Apparently my grandmother was the only one who thought that, because Dennis the Menace was a huge hit. So.
Big hit. Yes, yeah. It was. Speaking of big hits, I see Game of Thrones is getting a month-long 10th anniversary celebration on HBO. I didn't realize it's been 10 years since they started.
That's crazy, right?
That is crazy. 10 years. Good Lord. So if you like Game of Thrones, there you go. You need to have your head examined if you like it, but good luck to you watching the reruns. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ooh, a slow start to our movie moments time with Chuck Curry. Some of the, I think, looking at the blunders that have come out of the Academy, the Best Picture nominations and the rules, I have a few exceptions, and we'll wonder out loud what movies would fit into this category after we have these words.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-284-5678. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-284-5678 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-284-5678 to see if you qualify. That's 800-284-5678.
All right, Star Wars is nothing but Star Wars. I think it's time for a new Star Wars movie. That's probably not what's on Chucker's mind. Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moment. So why do we have the theme in our heads, the Star Wars theme, another great John Williams deal? What's going on with that?
Billy D. Williams, who played Lando Calrissian, turns 84 years old today.
Good Lord.
150 acting credits. He's also Harvey Dent in Tim Burton's Batman. They were supposed to spin him off into a full-blown villain Two-Face in sequels, but never materialized for whatever reason. But charismatic, good-looking man. Still looks great. Was in the last Star Wars movie. 84 years old, born. Yeah. Born in New York City 84 years ago.
Billy D. Williams. He was in one of the great movies about the era in the Apollo Theater era. I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. When all the black stars became recognized. What was the name of that movie? Anybody remember? It was really a good movie. Kind of.
I don't remember. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. All right, so I've seen a list of movies that were the criteria as they have it today to have been used when these hits were number one movies or they were Oscar winners in their own time. But if you apply what the Academy Awards is applying this year for the best picture, the rules, these movies would never have been number one movie. They would never fall in the guidelines we have today. These pictures would never have been winning. They wouldn't have been eligible. Patton in 1970. The French Connection, 1971. The Godfather, 72. The Sting, 73. Wow. The Godfather Part 2, 74. Chariots of Fire, 81. Amadeus, 84. Platoon, 86. Rain Man, 88. Gladiator. Lord of the Rings. The Departed. No Country for Old Men. Argo. None of them would have won where what they're using for criteria today to be in. And doesn't that show you, Chucker, how ridiculous this whole thing is? Who's benefiting from this? It sure as hell isn't the public. So why do we even pay
attention to it? Well, here's the thing. I think for the most part this year, very few people will pay attention. I would predict this will easily be the lowest rated Oscar telecast. I am really somewhat curious how they're going to proceed, what kind of show they're actually going to put on. But the reality is a lot of those movies you mentioned, those movies stood the test of time. People are still watching, generationally, decades after they won the Oscar for Best Picture. The movies that have won Oscars for Best Picture over the last, decade, the reality
Who
is very few people are going to be watching those movies in 10,
it's like
10,
music,
20, 30 years.
Right? The winners of the Grammy Awards are the stuff that gets promoted today is crap, and nobody remembers any of the singers or any of the songs. Maybe that's what is changing
speaking specifically of movies, what's changed is the studios have two types of films. One is a massive popcorn film, which they could sell overseas if they want to do $1 billion worldwide, and the other is more independent fare, which doesn't have the marketing campaigns or the budget that they did back in the 70s when studios put a lot of force and money and effort and marketing into movies that they wanted to get nominated for Best Picture, like The Godfather, some of those movies that you mentioned, Gladiator. It's just a different style and a different psychology that the industry has put forward. So I wanted to mention, Doug, Sylvester Stallone said in an interview he will not come back as Rocky Balboa in the third Creed movie. Michael B. Jordan will be on his own as Adonis Creed. I don't know how
That's
well that movie will work, but I wish Michael B. Jordan the best of luck.
Who made that decision? Him? Or the producer?
He did.
Huh?
No, he did. I believe mistake. He did. I believe he did. Yeah.
Big mistake. All right, Chucker, thank you. 59.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.